Prospect Hill is a thought-provoking, funny, and moving play by IUMFA playwright Bruce Walsh. It's making its debut in a skillfully directed production, directed by Ainsley Valentine, with a very neat set by Jenny Fisher in the Wells Metz Theater. The play is named after a mixed neighborhood in Bloomington near the Rose Hill Cemetery. That's where Hoagy Carmichael is buried. The play is set in Prospect Hill, and as the audience was getting seated on Tuesday night, a recording of WFIU's Ask the Mayor was playing, with Joe Wren interviewing Bloomington Mayor Hamilton about the current annexation issue. As the lights came up, Chris Handley, playing Jacob Steiker, is sleeping on a living room couch. It's an emblematic scene of marital discord. Shortly, Jake's husband, Rex Isak, played by Joshua Robinson, comes downstairs. Rex is a well-off retired drug salesman. He owns the house and he supports Jake's sliding scale mental therapy practice. At the moment, the two men are stuck. Jake's frustrated with his practice. They don't want to change. They just want to be happy, he laments. His once active religious faith is no longer consoling. He wonders if he's tired of being married. Rex seems to be increasingly taken with spiritual aspects of yoga practice, but slow recovery from severe health issues for the once vigorous older man have limited their intimacy. Jake's patient, Ethan Joshua Smith, is Prospect Hill's catalyst. Ethan is a delivery driver for a soft drink company. He's Bloomington-born and bred, a townie who's still proud that he went to North High School and continues to think that South was snobby. Ethan's twitchy, but he's happy to be off hard drugs. He's pleased to have a regular job and observes that in 6 months he might join the union. But he's nervous about his pregnant girlfriend and his future finances. Jake is encouraging Ethan to have a more positive self-image, with a little anger management thrown into the mix. Rex comes to think that Ethan needs some adult male modeling, and in a series of rituals beginning with a painful arm wrestling scenario, encourages him to pursue the career that he practiced as a drug salesman. Jake resents Rex working with a character that he still thinks of as his patient. Despite Rex's buildup, his padding of Ethan's resume, and Jake's grudging support, Ethan doesn't get the job. In a strange twist, the pharmaceutical company asks Jake to consider the job. Ethan is devastated, Rex is disappointed at his pupil's failure, and he's curiously threatened by Jake's success. There's lots more to the fascination of the touching and often very funny story in Prospect Hill, and I haven't even mentioned how a large exercise ball frees the lower chakras of all three involved. The threesome's discussion of just where God is in the Trinity, or where all six of the parts of a Joseph Campbell documentary lead Rex. Joshua Robinson, Chris J. Handley, and Joshua M. Smith do wonderful service in the compelling performances. Bruce Walsh's Prospect Hill plays through Saturday, April 1st in the Wells Metz Theater. You can find this review and an interview with Walsh and the dramaturg for the production on our website at wfiu.org/arts. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.